This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police searching for a suspect who used a stolen gun yesterday, threatening a pair of victims in two separate theft attempts. Police say that the suspect, not identified, took a gun and other items from a car in the 200 block of South Circle. That's near Circle and Airport around 11 o'clock yesterday morning. Officers later called to the 800 block of South Circle. A short time later, the suspect pointed a stolen gun at a second victim in an attempt to steal more items, including a backpack. Officers were able to locate a black hatchback with some of the stolen items inside, but have yet to find that suspect.
A Colorado Springs middle school student is facing charges after an altercation led to an assault on a school resource officer. Police say the student became violent during a meeting yesterday at Sabin Middle School. The student reportedly damaged property and threatened staff members and then made an attempt to self-harm. The officer was attacked and suffered minor injuries trying to stop the altercation. The student was arrested for interfering with school activities and assault. Pueblo police are searching for the person who might have been driving a motorcycle during an accident last month. On July 25th, officers were dispatched to a traffic crash involving a bicycle and an off-road motorcyclist on West Pueblo Boulevard in Acero. The two had been traveling in opposite directions on the road shoulder when they hit. The cyclist was severely injured. The dirt biker ran away but left the motorcycle behind. PPD has been publicizing photos of it on their website. If you know anything about it and can supply information, you can call Pueblo Crime Stoppers at 719-542-7867 or give your tip online at pueblocrimestoppers.com.
The Colorado Springs Fire Department investigating the cause of a large fire at a scrap processing facility on the southeast side of Colorado Springs. That fire first responded to yesterday just before noon. That facility located on Drennan International Loop near Astrazon. The fire located in a pile of scrap metal, wood, plastic, and other materials. Smoke from the fire visible for miles. Ashley Franco with the Springs Fire Department said that firefighting efforts were hampered by malfunctioning private fire hydrants at the scrapyard.
That was kind of one of the issues that we faced was as soon as we got here, we're trying to hook up to those water supplies. And we hook up to that hydrant, it was dead. So it didn't work for us.
Crews remained on the scene to put out hotspots yesterday afternoon after that fire was finally brought under control. State regulators are issuing a recall for batches of marijuana produced by a Colorado Springs dispensary and growing operation. The recall notice issued last week by the Marijuana Enforcement Division affects batches grown by the company known as Springs Dispo. State regulators say some of the batches of the product failed mold and yeast testing, while others were not submitted to the agency for testing. The product sold between June 29th of last year and May 18th of this year at multiple locations here in Colorado Springs, as well as dispensaries in Pueblo West, Denver, and Alamosa.
Another Southern Colorado school district is asking taxpayers to help fund better pay for teachers.
They can leave the field of teaching and they can make more money in the outside workforce.
The District 49 School Board voted 3-2 this week to put a mill levy override on the November ballot. If approved by voters, the increase would amount to nearly $10 million a year that would be dedicated to increasing teacher salaries. Academy District 20 voters are also being asked to approve a mill levy increase this fall that would raise about $35 million.
The Colorado Department of Education now accepting applications from teachers statewide who need help buying supplies for their classrooms. The state has set aside $11 million in COVID relief funding for the program. Teachers will apply through the nonprofit group Donors Choose and can request up to $1,000 for classroom materials. The program will accept applications until that funding has been fully allocated.
A Southern Colorado school district is celebrating the opening of a new magnet school. District 60 officials held the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Nettie S. Freed Magnet Expeditionary School yesterday. The district spent $38 million to build the new school on the site of the Heroes K-8 Academy, which was demolished due to structural problems. The school will focus on STEM education for kids in kindergarten through eighth grade.
And an online pet care company giving Colorado Springs the title of the most pet-friendly city in the U.S. The ranking by Pet Lab came after an analysis of 19 factors, including the cost of pet insurance, number of local dog parks, and number of veterinarians in the area. Colorado Springs ranking number one in the category of air quality, third in the number of veterinarians per capita. No other Colorado city cracked the top 10 in that list.
Mainly cloudy and cooler as we head into the afternoon with numerous showers and thunderstorms. Flash flooding will be a problem in some areas with those heavier downpours. High temperature-wise today, we're at 79 degrees for Colorado Springs, 89 in Pueblo. Cooler temperatures on Saturday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.